Listening Library presents Who Was Harriet Beecher Stowe? By Dana Meechan Rao. Read for you by Susan Hanfield. Who Was Harriet Beecher Stowe? During the 1800s, the economy of the southern United States boomed with the production of cotton. Many white plantation owners became rich growing it. They relied on black slaves to work their fields and harvest the cotton. These slaves were not treated as people. They were property to buy and sell, just like livestock or farm equipment. In 1850, the U.S. Congress passed the Fugitive Slave Act. It stated that anyone caught giving food, shelter, or help of any kind to an escaped slave would have to pay a $1,000 fine and spend 6 months in jail. The people of the United States had long been divided over the issue of slavery. This new law meant that even those who were against slavery could offer no help. If they assisted runaway slaves in any way, they would be breaking the law. Slaves who managed to escape to the North could not be protected. When this law passed, Harriet Beecher Stowe was a writer and mother living in Brunswick, Maine. She and her family had long been against slavery, but she was especially horrified by stories she heard of slave owners forcibly taking back slaves who had escaped to freedom. No black man, woman, or child was safe. Harriet's sister-in-law wrote to her saying,